Grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the day is from Romans 8, chapter 12 to 17. So then, my brothers and sisters, we do not have an obligation. We do have an obligation, but it is not to live according to our human nature as our human nature wants us to. For if you live according to your human nature, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death your sinful actions, you will live. Those who are led by God's Spirit are God's sons. For the Spirit that God has given you does not make you slaves and cause you to be afraid. Instead, the Spirit makes you God's children. And by the Spirit's power we cry out to God, Father, my Father. God's Spirit joins himself to our spirits to declare that we are God's children. Since we are his children, we will possess the blessings he keeps for his people, and we will also possess with Christ what God has kept for him. For if we share Christ's suffering, we will also share his glory. This is the text. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. This morning I want to speak about God. Well, that's pretty obvious. We come to church to hear about God. But I want to speak about God in your life. And I want to speak to you about that because of what it means when it comes to being motivated and inspired for daily living as God's children. The focus on God is what you might expect on Trinity Sunday, but today the focus will not be in the way that you might imagine it. It will not be by trying to explain God. It will not be by abstract theology to describe the Holy Trinity. Instead, by focusing on God and the difference he makes in our lives. So the question is, what difference does God make in your life? Is there any difference that is observable? Paul says in Romans 8, which I just read, that to have God in your life makes a world of difference to the way you live your life as Christians. God motivates and inspires you for daily life in a completely new way, and in this way makes a world of difference to your present and your future. Paul begins by making the claim that having God in our life brings an obligation to live in a certain way. What a way to begin. I'm sure you don't get excited or enthused or inspired when you hear that being a child of God gives you an obligation to fulfil. I'm sure you'd much rather talk about freedoms and rights and privileges. Well, in the real way, the two are closely related. God gives us a whole new meaning to obligation in our lives when he makes it grow out of the freedoms, rights and privileges that are yours as God's children. When it comes to the way you live life and the motive you have for living your life, you follow one of two paths. The one path is the path of the old self. The road of the sinful nature, as Paul calls it. All the signposts on this road read I, me, my, as though we are the most important, and it is most important that we get what we want. They all point to the same destination and direction, to my goals, to what pleases me, to what I want, to my glory. This is the easiest of the two paths to walk. It's the widest path, and it's one that comes naturally to us. Now, you indeed have an obligation when it comes to the way you live, says St. Paul, but it's certainly not that road of sinful nature. Even though this is the path that is most frequently travelled, it is unfortunately the wrong path. In the end, it is a dead end. literally in the way you live this way to self. Sorry, it is, if you live this way to yourself, then the text says you will die. But there is another path, a path that is less travelled. All the signposts along this path read to freedom, to God's glory, to peace, to joy, and to eternal life. Walking this path, however, also involves dying. It involves putting to death the misdeeds of the body. It involves saying no day after day to the selfish ways of the old nature. That is not something we want to do naturally. It's not the way you go about living as far as popular opinion is concerned. And that's why so few people walk this path. However, the amazing thing is that what appears to be a dead-end road is just the opposite. St. Paul says, if you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. You will have life. You will have life that God promises and gives in all its fullness. The final outcome and destination of this path of dying is living. And this is the path we are to follow. This is the way of life we are under obligation to live, a way that leads to life. But why would you? Who or what is there to inspire you or enthuse you or encourage you to meet the obligation to live in this way? To answer those questions, St. Paul says the answer is God. God's Spirit living in you. God at work in your life. And the good news is that He does live in you, that He has been and He is at work in you through His Holy Spirit. When you are baptized, you come under a new power through the gospel. That power is the Holy Spirit. He takes over in your life when you are baptized and made children of God. The Spirit is the new leader, the new manager of your life. He makes it possible for you to meet this obligation in a new way. This happens when the Spirit leads you to want to do what you are required and obliged to do by the law. After all, as St. Paul says, you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you receive the Spirit of sonship. In other words, when you became a Christian, you were given a gift. It was not the gift of a spirit that makes you live as your life as though you were a slave. It was not the gift of a spirit that makes a drudgery of your life as a Christian. It was not the gift of a spirit that causes you to reluctantly carry out your obligations simply from a sense of duty or compulsion or fear of punishment. Instead, you were given a different spirit. You were given the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of sonship, the Spirit who leads you to act not like slaves, but as beloved children. Because that is who you are, children of God the Father. The Spirit who was given you and who lives in you is the Spirit who unites you in an especially personal and living relationship with God the Father. By the power of the Spirit, you are the people who call God dear Father or our Father. As St. Paul says, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And by the power of the Spirit, the Heavenly Father and His relationship with you becomes the most precious thing in your life. His relationship with you then is at the heart and centre of everything. It's what matters. It's what makes all the difference when it comes to why you live and act and behave as you do. It's what makes you tick as a Christian. It's the relationship the Heavenly Father has with you and the love that flows from Him to you that becomes the motive, the controlling influence in your life. When this is the case, then the other ways to behave and perform all fail or no longer interfere with your living as the children of God. All this is possible only because of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit you have been given. The Holy Spirit, He gives you the guarantee that you are children of God already now in the present. At the same time, the Spirit is the guarantee of what you are to receive in the future. After all, if we are children, then we are heirs to God the Father's inheritance and co-heirs with Christ. As Paul says, if indeed we share His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. Since the Spirit makes you children of God, you are heirs of the inheritance that God gives. And now through faith you partly possess the inheritance which will be fully yours at the end of time. And the reason that you are heirs of God is because you are co-heirs with Christ. The Spirit unites you with Jesus Christ in baptism, and so by faith you have a share in all the blessings that He has won for you through His death on the cross. Now it may not always appear that to be the case. When you look at your life as a Christian, you may certainly see suffering sometimes instead of blessing. But the truth of the matter is that in spite of what you presently suffer, what may be part of your life now, the Spirit who unites you with Christ assures you of the inheritance that is waiting for you at the end of time. As surely as you are united with your Lord in baptism, as surely as you are united in His sufferings and death, so you will be united with Him in His resurrection, and you will share in His future glory. The glory, the sufferings that you experience now will pale in comparison with the glory that you will receive when Christ comes again. And so what difference does God make in our lives? He makes all the difference. The triune God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit has graciously bound up His life with ours. Because of that, you can gladly live as God's the Father's children in the midst of suffering, because you know that you look forward to the sharing of His glory when He returns. Praise be to God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.